Hi, yeah, thank you for seeing me at such short notice, doctor. Yeah, I do. I need a little bit of help. Well, you're highly recommended as a therapist for, well, the kind of problem that I have. You want me to say it, right? I think I'm a sex addict, a nymphomaniac. Well, yeah, hypersexual does sound a little better. It's still the same though, isn't it? Yes, I guess. Either way, I do think about sex all of the time. I've had at least 100 partners in the last, what, year? And sex with someone nearly every day. Yes, men and women, I don't care. Really, all I want is a cock or a tongue or fingers, even. I'm constantly on the lookout for a pretty face, a girl wearing a flirty outfit, or a guy, almost any guy at all. Yeah, even you, doctor. I've come here for help, but I'm sitting here wondering what's in your pants. Yeah. I know what's in your pants, but I wonder what it's like. Is it long or is it short? Thin? Girthy? How would it taste? How would it feel in my mouth? How would it feel inside me? How would it feel for you to be on top of me, sweaty and grunting and pounding me, my legs in the air? How good it would feel to come, no matter how many times I've already come today. Like the feeling of skin on skin, the warmth of a body, the naughtiness of a conquest, but mostly, I just want to come. To come and come until I'm exhausted and I can't come anymore. Yeah, I've had groups of men and women at a time. Often, I'll ask someone I'm with to call their friends and have them over so I can fuck them too. I've been in gangbangs, at house parties, strip clubs, I fucked in bathrooms, alleyways, park benches, in cars. I once, actually, took five golfers at my father's country club. Yeah, one of them called me the 19th hole. Another called me the US Open. I liked that one. I'll sit at the bar and fuck the first guy who buys me a drink. And then, when I'm done with him, I'll go back to the bar and do it all over again. I don't think I've ever bought an actual drink in my life. When there's no one else to fuck, I fuck the bartender in the storeroom. Oh, I'm his favourite customer. Yeah, of course. These thoughts intrude on me. It's hard for me to work because all I can think about is what the people around me look like naked. I have to bring at least three changes of panties to work with me. On my lunch hour, if I eat in 5 minutes and then get off by myself in the ladies' room, or I have a quickie with a fuck buddy, I'll have it in the mail room. So, yeah, I'm always thinking about my next fuck. Like a starved person that thinks about their next meal. I can't rest. I can't even think straight most of the time. All I want is sex to seduce whoever is with me. Yes, even you. How would I do it? Well, there's an easy question. As you can probably tell, I thought of that long before I got here today. Well, I put on this flouncy little skirt and crop top with some underboob so that you'd know I'm not wearing a bra. I'm wearing the tiniest thong. I imagined warm hands moving up my legs and into my wet panties. I wondered if you'd be easy to get. Or hard to get. How would I get you? Same as everybody else. I'd start by crossing and recrossing my legs like this. I'd make a show of pulling down my hem and I'd leave it high. See? I'd pretend I had an itch high on my thigh and watch your eyes follow my finger. That's when I'd know I had you. Then, when I was sure you wanted to see, I'd open my legs. Just enough to keep your eyes there. Like this. Why, doctor, I see where you're looking. And I see I have your full attention. In fact, I think I see a salute in your pants. Ah, sorry. I must be mistaken. There must be some other reason for your open mouth, your glazed eyes and that tent in your khakis. Not a pup tent either, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, I understand. You are completely uninterested in my body. Hmm? You aren't wondering at all what your cock would feel like in my mouth, or my tight pussy, or in my ass. I do that too, you know. So, I guess it's okay with you if I run my fingers along the underside of my breasts. Like this. And it doesn't matter that my nipples are poking through this very thin top. Or that my legs are wide open. I think my thong is wet. Can you tell? No? Well, I want to know. So I'll just sneak a couple of fingers inside and see. Oh, I am wet. I thought so. Smells good. Here, have a sniff. Stay where you are, I'll come to you. Oh, come on. No need to turn away. Humour me. Take a nice, long inhale. Good, isn't it? Straight from the pickle barrel. You want me to sit down? Okay. Well, why don't I just sit on your lap? Mm-hmm. And then that way, we don't have to talk so loud. Mm-hmm. That's much better. Are you comfy like this? No? Well, let's see if I can make it feel a little bit better. Don't mind me, I'll just reach in and... Don't struggle. You'll hurt yourself. Ah, there it is. Oh, doctor. You're a big boy, aren't you? It must have killed to have that thing trapped in your pants. Oh, no need to thank me. That's what you meant by that's enough, isn't it? Yes, I want to get off. Just not off your lap. Here, I'm going to whip off this as well. Doctor? Ugh, I'm afraid I can't hear you with your face between my tits. Nice, aren't they? Mm-hmm, you seem a little calmer now. That's good. You like the gusset of my little thong rubbing against your stiff cock? Feels nice to me. I'm feeling a little better myself. Oh, let me move that stupid gusset to the side and sit. Oh, sit down on it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's what I want. Don't tell me this is wrong. Your job is to make me feel better. And right now, I feel much better. Oh, look down, between my legs, straddling you. See where your cock is? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a sweet, innocent pussy, minding its own business. But most of the time, it's a ravenous cunt for anything that comes near it. So demanding, but so much fun. Oh, yeah. I can see that you're having fun too. That's it. Bind up my nipples while I ride you. Oh. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. It's so juicy. I can feel myself making a mess of your trousers. Oh. Oh, why don't I just take them off you, yeah? Oh no, doctor, we can't stop now. You haven't been in my mouth yet. Believe me, you don't want to miss this. Oh, wait, you're a recovering sex addict? Oh, doctor, I guess there's no such thing as recovery, is there? Mm-hmm. But it's okay. I'm here now. See that? I took your whole cock and licked your balls at the same time. You want more? I'm not going home with my wet panties and nothing to show for it. I want to lie on your couch. Like the psych patients in movies. First, I want to get out of the skirt and these soaked thongs. Keep the heels on. Yes, Daddy. Now climb aboard. You're about to have the ride of your life. Oh, fuck. I love that feeling when the cock goes in. Oh, fuck me. That's it, Doctor. Daddy, you're having a good time now, aren't you? I guess you are. Do it. Do it, Daddy. Fuck that hole. Oh. Oh, that's it. Pound it. Give it to me. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. Oh my god. No. That's it. Give it to me. Give it to me. That's it. Yeah, break me. Break me. Fucking break me. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah, you fucking dare stop. Oh, harder. Please. Please, harder. Oh, use me. Use me like a fucking dumb cum slut. That's it. Oh, that's it, doctor. I'm your dumb cum slut. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want. I'm close. Oh, doctor, I'm gonna come. Oh. Doctor, tell me I can come, please. Please. Please, Daddy, tell me I can go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. Fuck. Jesus. Oh, that's good. That's it. Yeah, now pull out. Pull out. Oh, pull out of me. No, I'm not going to leave you high and dry. Don't worry. I'm going to turn over. Mm-hmm. That's it. There we go. Ass up, head down. Pretty good view, right? My asshole's so wet. I want you to slide it in me. Yeah, I want you to fuck my ass while I play with my clit. I do it all the time. And it's there for anybody that wants it. Oh, you've never done it. Well, you can do it now. Think of it as scientific research. Oh, it's just like that. Oh. Oh, that feels good. Oh, do you feel that little pop when the head went in? That's it. Push. Push. Push it. Keep pushing. No, it doesn't hurt. I promise. It feels good. So give it to me. Fuck that ass. Oh, that's it. Unload into it. Oh, fuck me. That's it. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass while I play with my clit. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Why did you push my hand away from my clit? Oh, you want to do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. That's way better. Oh, your fingers feel so much better. Oh, fuck. Oh, you dirty. You dirty, depraved, ass, fucking pervert. Oh, I love it. I love your cock. I love your finger. Oh, I love it. I love how you're taking me on this couch. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm gonna come again. You're gonna make me come. Yeah. Please. Make me come. Make me come on you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Fuck, that was your turn. It's your turn. Oh, that's it, Daddy. Oh, come. Come with my ass squeezing you. Oh. Do you want it? You won't hurt me, I promise. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want you to come inside me. Oh, there it is. Oh, good. Oh, good doctor. Oh, I knew I had it in you. Now it's in me. Oh, no. Oh, don't pull out yet. Don't pull out yet. Just rest for a minute. You can lay on me. You can rest on your elbows. Come here. Come here. A little kiss on my neck too. Okay. You can pull out when you're ready. Yeah. It feels okay, but now I feel so empty. It's okay. You can keep the panties. You can hang them over there next to your diploma. I have two more in my bag, but now I feel like going commando with your dirty cum dripping down my legs. Well, I can see our time is up. Well, I'm just gonna get dressed and leave. Yeah? No, it's okay. I really do like cum in my ass, I promise, but thanks for the offer. Okay. So, I'll see you next week. Daddy, doctor. You're a terrible psychiatrist, by the way, but an amazing fuck. Okay, I'll see you next week.